To solve this problem, we need to break down what the question is really asking us. What we know is that the force of friction can come in two forms, the force of static friction and the force of kinetic friction. The force of static friction relates to objects that are stationary or are not moving. And so for an object to begin moving, the force of static friction must be overcome. So this question is essentially asking us to solve for what the maximum amount of static friction this crate can experience is. Any applied force greater than the maximum static friction value that the crate can experience will cause the crate to move. So we're going to use our inequality that we derived to help us with this problem to find for the maximum value of static friction that the crate can experience, and then our answer will be any number greater than that maximum amount of static friction.